Psalm 150, Preface. Praise, ye people of the Most High, praise God in the greatness of His majesty. Praise Him with trumpets, for sweetly does the trumpet of the gospel sound, proclaiming the tidings of our salvation. And with the sound of a trumpet will Jesus Christ gather His own and assemble them in His bridal hall. Praise Him with the psaltery, yielding your tongue an instrument of the Lord, to sing and to say of His mighty deeds. Praise Him with the harp. Let the Holy Ghost tune your heart strings. Then will your praise sound pleasing in the ears of the Lord of hosts. Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Joy and gladness rule among the guests when the bridegroom is present. And this bridegroom is always graciously present with His own, and with Him is His salvation. Praise Him with organs, for our skillfully formed body is built to be an organ of praise unto the Creator. Praise Him with high-sounding cymbals, with songs of joy and gladness. Our heart should be enlarged with joy over the salvation of Jesus Christ, our soul filled with trust in His mercy and truth. His praise should be continually in our lips. Lord, Thou God of our salvation, grant us day by day to increase in Thy praise, and with praise to end our earthly pilgrimage, as the book of Psalms ends with praise. An exhortation to praise God. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Summary. This last of the Psalms is a beautiful hymn of praise, in which the people of God are charged to praise the Lord with all manner of musical instruments used in the temple worship. For David, the sweet singer of Israel, had introduced a grand worship with music and singing. With us Christians, the right worship of praise is the preaching of the gospel, the magnifying of God's grace unto the forgiveness of sin in Jesus Christ. Only those can truly praise God who are assured of the remission of their sins. O my soul, meditate thou on the love and mercy of thy God. Reconciled unto thee by the blood of His Son, He is well pleased with thee, and will not despise thy stammering praise. Prayer. Lord our God, we yield thee most hearty thanks for this book of Psalms, which thou gavest us by thy servant David. Grant that the reading of them may not have been in vain. Let it make a lasting impression on our hearts, that we may be strengthened in faith and settled in our hope. Keep us steadfast in Jesus Christ until we enter in to the inheritance of the saints in light. Amen. Grant that thy Spirit prompt my praises, then shall my singing surely please thine ear. Sweet are the sounds my heart then raises. My prayer in truth and spirit thou wilt hear. Then shall thy Spirit raise my heart to thee, to sing thee psalms of praise in high degree.